Hello, my name's Nirmanjan, the host of Master of Your Crafts podcast. Learning from leaders who are continuously inspired, passionate, and driven to align with their soul purpose, sharing their gifts to bring healing to others. The music is composed by Rebecca Everett. Today is episode number 104, and I'll be talking to Michelle Henderson, a master educator who's worked in education as a teacher, educational diagnostician, and a behavior analyst for 30 years. In 2021, Michelle became a certified spiritual advisor with psychic and medium certifications through Lisa William International School of Spiritual Development. With the knowledge she obtained through her lifelong work with children, she became passionate about helping intuitive children embrace their gifts. Michelle also shares her innovative ideas with other lightworkers, giving them direction about supporting families of intuitive children. Her book, Spiritual Nurturing for Intuitive Children, Training Parents to Embrace and Enhance Their Psychic Children's Abilities, was published in January 2022. Hello and welcome to Michelle. How are you, Michelle?
I am doing fantastic because I am here with you.
That's so kind of you. That's so kind of you. And I'm excited to get into this juicy part of the conversation to learn more about not only Michelle, but all that you bring to the table, because I know from reading your bio and learning a little bit more about you, that you bring a lot to the table with the intention of supporting and guiding others on their gifts. But we'll get into that a little bit deeper. Yeah. But I have a question. What is it you believe about yourself, and do you feel it defines you?
Oh my goodness, I love that question. And I think it's different for everybody. And so for me, every day is different. So some days I feel differently about myself than other days. Okay. And again, I think I tap into the divine, to the universe to decide what I need to do today. So I feel like it's different every day. But to answer your question, to find my unique self, you know, I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly changing. And I have to go with it. And I feel like I need to go where I am being called, because I feel like it's my true self calling myself, if that makes any sense, to be able to do this. And sometimes it's a fearful thing whenever I'm asked to do something. And when I say yes, I have to put that fear aside. And I actually find more about myself whenever I put that fear aside and I just do it.
Now, that's one big courageous response right there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like a lot of people do say yes, but then you don't carry it the 100% way. You stop. And everybody's the same way. We stay where we feel safe. And we feel like we don't want to carry on. But to me, that's how we grow spiritually. And that's how we grow as a person here on earth as well.
It reminds me of something that I picked up somewhere along this thing called life, about investing in something to 100%. Because there are many instances where we will say yes, but we're only saying yes to 50%. Maybe 60, 70, 80%, but it's really not 100%. And that could be waiting further as we get into this, perhaps, commitment.
Right.
So it sounds like you're all in, yes, as 100%.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I am. I feel like, you know, during this lifetime, life is too short not to do it 100%. And I feel like if it's not only going to help me, but others, that really gets my speed going even more. Because I think that if you have a wonderful intention to be here, make a difference, you will find that motivation to continue. Mm-hmm. Because I think it takes work too. I will say it does take work, and it's sometimes you're triggered at past events or, you know, past experiences, situations, mm-hmm. and that's when you still have to move forward. And I think, you know, we're all the same. We're all, you know, connected, you know, humanly, we're all connected spiritually. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to do it 100%, you're not going to actually be able to achieve and feel that uh-uh moment. Mm-hmm. If you need to show up, you need to show up 100%.
Absolutely. What do you feel are some of the attributes that you have learned, nurtured, garnered, perfected along the way that allows you to go into this space of saying yes at 100%?
Well, and I will tell you, the number one thing that you need to do, and I say that you need to go 100%, but you also need to take care of yourself. Absolutely. because what I found out, and I do tend to be a workaholic because I care so much. And I feel like that's, you know, a wonderful thing that I love to embrace, because I do care about others. I do want to make the difference, but sometimes I put myself second. And you've got to remember, you actually need to put yourself first, you know, whenever you are going down your pathway, because some days you just need to give yourself a break with all your own energy so that you're stronger and you can come back and say, okay, I'm ready to continue. Because I think that's where a lot of people will stop. They'll go, oh my gosh, this is too hard. I cannot go on. I cannot continue. I am exhausted. If you go to that point, you've gone too far. You've done too much. And so you do need to give yourself some time, do some self-care, and love yourself. Because if it's almost like, you know, when you're in the airplane and you start going down and you have those air masks, and you mm-hmm. have to put the air mask on yourself if you're going to help injured people, that's kind of almost the same way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it's so crucial that we do that, because only then can we give the remainder of 20, 30, 40% to tap it out to 100. Because mm-hmm. right. when we're weighting ourselves and diminishing and falling short of our own energy and part of life, it puts us in a space of, like, the task or the yes is more of a slog.
Right. Absolutely. And a lot of us need to know a lot. Well, okay. So a lot of us need to know, I need to see what I'm saying yes to, because a lot of times you don't know what you're saying yes to whenever you're starting a brand new journey. You don't know how it's going to turn out. So it is almost like you're taking a chance. You're having to use your faith to continue one foot after the other. It's almost like an education. You know, each year as a teacher, yes. I would sign that contract, and I didn't know how much money I'd be making that year. After I signed the contract, where a lot of businesses you did. And so to me, I felt like, you know what, this journey is more important than the money, and the money will come and I will be taken care of, you know, mm-hmm. and sure enough, it always does.
Yeah. It's really tapping into that trust and leaning into a bigger aspect of yourself, more than this third dimensional world that we live in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you never know what's on the other side of the mountain. It may be glorious. You may fall down the mountain a couple times, but you got to get back up, you know, get the dirt off, learn what you've learned, and continue on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With all that you've done, the educational pieces in different capacities, and now doing psychic mediumship and the books that you've written, what do you feel is perhaps one of your callings in this lifetime?
Oh my gosh. The number one thing that I've really learned, and it was a big lesson for me to learn too, is to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. And because I was so afraid of what people thought of me. And I think as an empath and as a people pleaser, we tend to do that. You know, being light workers, it's like, you know, this person may not like me, or I'm afraid what they're going to say to me. Maybe they may say ugly words, because ugly words just hurt my energy type thing. So I've really learned along the way is to still be your authentic self. Stand up for who you are, because no one else is going to do it. Mm-hmm. And once you do, you will absolutely open up more doorways than you can ever imagine. And I think that's one reason, as when we're children, that's where it starts. Because I think we are programmed as children what society wants us to be. And as kids, we accept that, right? And so I think we need to stop doing that and allowing the child. Now, I know we still need to raise children. I'm not saying just let them raise themselves. But I think you need to, as a parent or as a society, we need to look at our children and actually listen to them, especially spiritually, because that's one piece that is actually missing. We're teaching them, but we're not allowing them to be their authentic self spiritually. Mm-hmm. And so I think that then when we become adults, we have to reprogram ourselves and say, you know what? It's okay to think this way. Because every time when I have a client that sits across the table from me for a reading, and they're wearing a hat and they're wearing glasses and they're wearing something way, you know, way up here, and they're like disguising themselves, it's like, take that off. Yes. Be who you are. You're here for a reason. You want the message from spirit. Take off all that stuff and let everybody see who you are. So I just hope that through my own actions, other people are going to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that this is what it is you're destined to do at this moment? How did you know that?
Oh my gosh. You just know when. And I talk about it every day when you wake up and you're being pulled this way, you want to know more information. I'm on the internet finding information about it, trying to get more knowledge about it. So it's just something that you are being pulled to. And you know that in your gut feeling, in your soul, this is what you're supposed to do. And there for a while, and I'll be honest with you, I was secretly going to psychic mediums myself. And I was going into Barnes and Noble, looking at the bookshelf, and I'd look around to make sure no one was watching me, you know, that kind of thing. So whatever you're being pulled to, you know that that's where you need to be. And even though I still go to church, I still worship, I still do all of that, and I love the music, that's a part of me still. Mm-hmm. But this piece was missing. And once I said yes to it and I started learning more and more, I found myself as a whole puzzle piece instead of one piece.
That's interesting how it all came together.
Yes.
Like you said, it feels like that missing link, especially in raising children. We can teach them all about the mind and creativity and playfulness, but it's the spiritual aspect that is often missing, which is
absolutely
a big hole. Yeah,
absolutely. And if we listen to our children, especially, we will learn more about what is on the other side of the veil, because they are so fresh. They're new. They just been there. I did have one client. I'll tell you a quick story and then I'll stop. But I did have one client whose daughter actually saw them when she was up in heaven before she was born. And she even described a situation that they were in to a T with details. And it gives me goosebumps every time I think about it. And then she said, yep, I chose y'all to be my parents. And then I was born. And mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, you know, what a wonderful story, you know, that we can learn from that, from them.
But also the trials and tribulations that her parents may be going through, which is why she had decided, yeah, these are the people I think I can mm-hmm. help and who maybe need a little nudge. And absolutely. I want to facilitate in that process.
Absolutely. And I think it's very fascinating because, you know, growing up, that is one thing, you know, I didn't really believe in. And then I started looking into more and more knowledge. I'm going, you know, that makes perfect sense. And I think science is actually proving it with these kids that are coming back and learning that they, you know, been reincarnated and they can remember yes. another life. Yes. But yes, so I totally agree. I think we learn from each other. And I look at my own family and I look at my own parents and I think, I wonder how I helped them and how they helped me. So if you put it in that perspective, if you look at, yes, we're all here as souls and they're not only my parents here on this earth plane, what did we learn from each other? Mm-hmm. And I think that will make people start that conversation and really think about it.
I think the add-on to that is, how can you take the ego out of the way? Because now, as a parent, you're potentially learning from your child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it is hard to get that ego in there because, you know, ego is more like an instinct. It's more to protect ourselves and mm-hmm. to show us what we need to do logically. So that logic gets in the way and it's like, so again, I think it's, again, the parents really need to dive into what, and when I say spirituality, that's not meaning religion or anything. That means really diving deep to who your soul, who you truly are. And that's I think that's what they exactly need to do. And I mean, I tell everybody in education, I learned from those kids that I taught, mm-hmm. or I say I taught, they taught me, you know, I taught them knowledge, but they taught me a lot. And, you know, and I just have to laugh every time. And especially my special needs children, they taught me so much about life and how to love life and live presently. So yeah, our kids can definitely teach us so many things.
I love how the interaction and engagement that you have had with the special needs children, and how I'm a believer that children come in who have been labeled, because that's the construct of the world that we live in. We need a right. label to be able to define people, unfortunately. Right. Come in with such heightened gifts mm-hmm. and such a strong connection from the other side that they need more love, a more nurturing and a much more safe place mm-hmm. so they can bring both worlds together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and it's very interesting you say that too, because whenever I worked with children with autism, I didn't really know what was going on at the time. But the more I researched it, I went, oh my gosh, that's exactly what happened. So whenever, you know, I would work with a child with autism that had meltdowns, I knew how to work with my energy at that time. So I would send my energy their way and it was like a calming energy. And then a lot of my nonverbal autism clients, I was able to telepathically, and I think we all can do this, okay?
Yes.
So whenever I'm talking about, it's not in a you know, just me situation, everybody can do this. And you just kind of start talking to them and they can actually hear you telepathically. And I always tell parents now, whenever they look, a lot of children under the spectrum will look kind of off in the distance mm-hmm. and you know they're seeing something. They're seeing, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they're seeing earth grids, they're seeing geometric patterns, they're seeing spirit, and they start laughing sometimes. And I always say, what are you laughing at? And of course, they can't tell me, but you know that spirit is talking to them and playing with them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like a wonderful thing to experience with them.
What a gift. What a gift yeah. that you was able to witness that. Have you had an experience where you got into that conversation where maybe they were courageous enough to share and that dialogue got exposed a little bit more?
Are you talking about whenever I was talking to the children with autism or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the children that I telepathically did, they can't talk to you back. Whenever you do telepathically have a conversation, it's very short. So it's like, you know, what do you need? And you hear something. So it's like, you're not really having a full conversation. It's almost like whenever I talk to a loved one who has crossed over, it's kind of like words, and sometimes it can be symbols. So it doesn't have to just be a conversation that you're having with them. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
It does. It does make sense. Yeah.
And then sometimes with feelings, you know, you can feel it. But I knew what kind of program that they would need. And a lot of times whenever I'm speaking with parents, I'd have to put up a wall because sometimes I could hear what they were saying or what they were needing or, you know, diving in. And so I'd have to be real careful not to cross that line of boundaries. I don't want to, you know, I want them to tell me instead of me diving into it.
That I find is interesting that you can witness that on a different level without it coming verbally from them. I have recognized in many conversations that I've had with different people where there's been a telepathic communication happening. And I can see, just as you described, you can see the child looking into the distance, just maybe a little bit above the horizon, and they can, and you see this expression on their face that something else is happening. Mm-hmm. And then I will say out loud, what do you see? What do you feel? What are you saying?
Oh, right. Right.
To encourage them to voice what they are seeing. Because often we can be so cerebral.
Yes.
And have that feeling not be safe to say it out loud.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, absolutely. And we do tend to do that, don't we? Mm-hmm. And not verbally. Now, I totally agree. Agree. And because a lot of times, especially now coming from a behaviorist point of view, we want to not have them do that because, you know, they always put it in that they're doing sensory and they're stemming from it. And it's like, they're not stemming from it. But a lot of behaviorists, I don't think, understand that. And so they bring them back and then we'll have meltdowns. And you wonder why, because
I see.
They want to be in that conversation with whoever they're talking to.
Got it. And just for clarity, the conversations that I'm having are not with individuals who have autism or anything like that. These are potentially clients or other individuals that I've met who I want them to say it out loud because it's the vibrational frequency of what they're seeing and what they're witnessing often needs to be vibrated through them and put out into the ethers onto this planet, is my understanding and version of what I'm.
I love it. And that way you get validated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, and I'll tell you a real short story. My mother-in-law is about to pass away. She's kind of at that state where she goes in and out, and you know, they fly around.
That's right.
But anyway, so we went to go visit her last night. And she cannot, I mean, she can kind of talk a little bit, but it's very, you can't understand it. And I kept kind of doing that telepathic thing. And I kept saying, you know, go to the light when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And I heard her go to the light. And I'm going, oh my gosh, she heard me. That validation, you know, so it's really nice to get validated.
Absolutely. Yes. And it brings them an element of confidence that it's truth for them.
Right. Absolutely.
And as individuals that are on the rise who are potentially more empathic or highly sensitive people who are embodying and wearing these gifts, it's an opportunity for them to understand it and really navigate what that looks like. Just as I'm sure you have seen with some of the children that you've educated through the system, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I think this will be beautiful, but it will also have problems with it where everybody kind of finds that in themselves where they can just communicate telepathically. Then I think we definitely need to say, okay, we need to put our boundaries. You need to put a shield up whenever you're not wanting to be read. So yeah, so I think it's beautiful, but at the same time, it's going to cause us to learn even more. Absolutely. Okay, we're here. I don't want that person to know everything about me. So how do I protect myself and put the shield up?
Absolutely. It's a whole nother education system.
It is.
That's not taught in the education system.
Absolutely. And a lot of kids, now whenever I work with teenagers, that's one thing I do talk about, that you need to be sure you don't read for others when they don't give you permission, because they're so open and they're so sensitive that they do it without really knowing it.
Yes.
And so that's one thing that we do talk about is be careful about what you read.
Absolutely. Yes. Because you can pick up some other interesting thoughts that are really not meant to be said out loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you feel your intentions are with the crafts that you have harnessed and you've really perfected and mastered?
I really feel that the information that I'm getting and the gifts that I have received actually comes from the source, whatever you know that is. And I just feel like, you know, if I don't use it and I don't use that direction that I need to use to help, you know, raise the energy, because I think everybody, you know, has a job. I don't want to call it a job, but something to do. Yeah, it is kind of like a job to do to help raise the energy in the universe, to kind of help with the evolution of mankind. I think we all need to say yes to those spiritual gifts. And it's just whenever, you know, I meditate, get that ego out of the way, I really get more information on what I need to do next. And it's almost like once I do that, things start happening. Mm-hmm. You know, to lead me in that direction. So I also need to learn how to listen to that, because a lot of people will ignore it.
Isn't that the truth, Michelle?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. The listening part can be hard, especially when we're listening to a dialogue or a narrative that puts us out of our comfort zone.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're going, you want me to do what? Yes. And it's all, yeah. And, you know, one time I was meditating thinking, you know what, I don't think I'm ready to leave education yet. And as I was meditating on it, my phone rang and it was the school district. So, yeah. So when they say that you manifest things, you can manifest things, but you've got to do it in a positive way and have that positive language that you talk about, because that energy will keep manifesting where you need to be. Absolutely. Even if you're not for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. It's gives us the confirmation of what needs to be done and how much we can embody that yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not meaning bad things are not going to happen, because everybody goes, oh, if I follow my spirituality, it's going to be smooth sailing. And it's no, you're not guaranteed that, because we are human. And again, every thing that happens to us, we learn more knowledge, as difficult as it can be. And you're put there for a reason, so that you can help others that have similar experiences, or maybe it's something that the world needs to know about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But those challenging ones and those really hard yeses are the most fruitful ones.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like opening, what do they say about the onion? You want to see what's in the inside? Open up the onion and see what's on the inside. It's kind of like that. But you just got to get through it and just know that, you know, you do have your angels, you have your spirit team with you, root you're on, you've got God, divine, everybody. Mm-hmm. And just kind of get through it. Well, I don't want to say that either. Get, you know, that's kind of like, again, that's not a very positive thing. Not just get through it, embrace it and learn from it.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps a reframing to your analogy of peeling back the layers of the onion, which will often make you cry.
But yes.
If we can reframe them, tears of joy rather than tears of sadness.
Absolutely. And you may not really be able to know what you're learning while you're feeling into it. It will be afterwards. And it may take years to go, oh, you know what? Now I know why I went through that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
It does look like a gift.
Yes.
So what's next for you?
You know, I'm trying. The one thing with me, I have a hard time living in the present. I always think, you know, years from now. And I don't know if it's age, because I'm thinking, all right, well, I can't really see what I'm going to do 20 years from now. So presently, I'm trying to live presently, and I'm trying to listen as much as I can and just live each day to the fullest. And I know I'm trying to make those goals, but I really am not for sure where this is all going to lead, if that makes sense. So I'm almost like putting my faith into it and seeing where it's going.
And I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, because when I was younger, I'd always have to say, I need to know where I'm going to be here 5 years ago. And I try to control it.
Yes.
But now, you know, and there's a lot to really think about when you let go and just let it flow. And my husband said, I just want you to be happy. I want you to have a great time. So, and he goes, don't worry about the money. And I went, oh, okay. So I can release that, because when I was younger, I went through a lot and I had to make my own money. And so I've been working since I was 15. Mm-hmm. And so I think that just learned, I learned independence. I learned to have that relationship with money, that I always had to have it. Mm-hmm. And now I can let that go and know that I'm going to be okay.
Yes. On many levels, you've got the reassurance from your husband to say,
yes,
Michelle, I've got you. Don't worry about it. And you've got spirit on the other side going, it's okay. We're going to hold you anyways. It's all right. How much more confirmation do you need?
Exactly. I love that. And that's an ego. See, that's an ego talking, saying you need to protect yourself. So what I'm trying to do is get that out of the way so that I can be who I need to be.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also the conditioning of our environment.
Yes.
You need this and you need that and you need the new latest phone and gadget and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
No,
right.
We don't.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what this living presently looks like for you, one moment and one day at a time. And I'm curious to check in with you in the timeline of, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, and see what unfolds, see what magic
absolutely
happens for
absolutely
you.
Well, thank you so much, and I am as well. So so I'm excited to see where you're going.
Yes,
to as too. Well, yeah. And I think through this journey, the more people I meet and talk to, like our wonderful conversation that we just had, mm-hmm. I love it, because, you know, I do check in and to see how everybody is doing, because it's almost you have that connection and you don't lose that connection.
That's right. Yeah. It's just the confirmation of another confirmation of perhaps what your husband's telling you, your spirit's telling you of, Michelle, it's okay. It's all good.
Yes.
And when we're on this journey of tapping into the unseen world, that's part of the challenge that we have to resolve.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lifetime.
Or a few.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah. I so appreciate our conversation, your candid experiences that you've shared. So thank you so much, Michelle.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Naranjan, and you've been listening to Master of Your Crafts podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join me next week for another episode. Thank you for listening.